We were talking about this about a half hour ago, about somebody that took a football helmet off a memorial of Cameron Amber there in Churubusco on Highway 33. Somebody just apparently broke it right off of the cross. It was on the side of the street. And we have got Cameron's dad, Bob, with us this morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Thanks for coming on.
Good morning, guys.
All right. So this has been gone since Tuesday. You say your dad was coming into Fort Wayne on Tuesday and he noticed it was missing?
Yeah, Tuesday morning, gave me a call, asked if I had done something with the helmet, because I just put it up just before the game on Friday, and I hadn't done anything with it. So I went out and investigated, and sure enough, it was missing.
And, you know, now there's a reward. It was $1,100. We understand there's a match to take it up to $2,200 now?
Yeah. Received a call this morning. A generous donated pledge from the Elkhart area. That's how big this thing has traveled, guys.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, going haywire. Said he would match the total donation to bring it up to $2,200.
Wow. So how many seasons now have you put that helmet out there in the memorial for him?
Well, he passed away in December of 2010. So in the fall of 2011 would have been the first year that we did it. So. Gosh, is this 5 years, I guess, already?
Yeah, and you've kept it out through the season every year since then, and no one's ever had a problem with it. No one's touched it. No one's done anything. And now, you said that you put, like, four deck screws in this thing? I mean, this wasn't like something blew away. I mean, you had this thing embedded in there.
Yeah. I put it on pretty good, more so to keep the weather from getting it off. Not from anybody taking it off, of course. You know, never had an issue. Never had an issue with it.
Well, you just hope that somebody didn't know what they were doing. It was some prank, whatever. But if you're listening, you know the person that did it. Put it back. And, yeah, I'll tell you what, your attitude in this whole thing, and I know you've been through a lot. Your family's been through a lot. And, you know, it's a shame that somebody would desecrate something like this in this way.
Yeah. I highly doubt it was anything personal. You know, like I said, I suppose somebody thought, hey, look at that helmet. And it really has no historical value.
Yeah.
You know, that helmet was not Cameron's helmet. It was just a helmet given to us with a couple of ex-players signed it, you know, and it was just a great focal point to put out there for the football season.
Yeah, and hopefully we just think it's somebody messed up and didn't realize what it was all about to you. You hope to think, because, God, I believe in karma. If they did that and knew, there's a special place in hell for those people. But if you know of somebody that knows the deal, or somebody's got to know something out there. You know how that works.
Somebody does, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just do the right thing and come forward. And like you said, no one's going to get arrested over this whole deal. They just want the helmet back. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, if you just set it back on top of the post out there, somebody's going to call me and say the helmet's back. You know, I'll go secure it again.
Well, Bob, we hope we get the helmet back, and Cameron's memory can live on. And again, you know, our sympathies to you and your family. Yeah. I know it's been 5 years, but, you know, obviously he was your son. So,
yep.
But hey, thank you for coming on this morning. We hope you get the helmet back. Okay.
Hey, thanks for helping us get the word out, John. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Hey, good luck to Busco football this year too.
Yeah, we're going to need her. We're going to need her. It's going to be a long year for us now.
All right, Bob, thanks for coming on. It's 7:21 here on the Dan and Dude Show. Good morning.